Yo, Ice, this shit gonna be really, it's a freestyle, so it's gonna be choppy in parts, it's gonna be kinda sloppy. But it's gonna be from the heart, so you know, we gonna capture this moment. I used to sit in my house freestyling to the Chronic 2001 album, the instrumental version. I was in my den rehearsing. If you would've told me then I fuck with Dr. Dre, one day I say you wildin'. Wow, now I be sitting with him in person, damn. I grew up so poor that the shit was bogus. I told you I wrote my raps on the back of an eviction notice. My mama was in the kitchen blowing Doja, getting loaded. Then she quoted, one of these days that shit you spittin' gon' get you noticed. I know, you tired of this government cheese. Just know I love you and your mother believes. So many talented people with no self-esteem underachieve. So I really want my son to succeed. I love you, Ma. I was sitting in the Bentley when they hit me on the phone. Joey and Royce, Patron was all up in Royce's tone. He said, Crooked, you know what we gotta do, right? Voltron and form a crew, right? Along with Brooklyn Ortiz. I couldn't be more pleased, cause after Hip Hop Weekly I needed some doors open and God was giving me more keys. An onslaught when I came in the door. The best ever on the West, unless your last name is Shakur. Remember that? That was a statement for sure. These days I don't say it no more. Niggas know I'm iller than Ebola. This shit for the weed rollers. Tell the haters I'm rich, bitch, and CC Oprah. Yeah. Just a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, for niggas who fuck with me. Strictly for the niggas who fuck with me, man. Not these suckers, these new bandwagon suckers. I remember listening to Swayin' Tech, the wake up show. If you was in Cali with Crazy Flow, that was the only place to go to be heard on the radio. But everybody would rip it. Biggie, Pac, Razz, Kaz, Eminem, and Exhibit. I used to sit and listen till it was finished. A couple of months later, I'm up there in the flesh, I'm giving niggas the business. Like I left on my LLC and my will. Speaking the will, I willed it into existence. I built it using persistence. That's when DJ Clark Kent told me I'm one of the illest on the West, man. That memory never left, man. Cause props from the legends, that's the shit that keep you going. When you knowing you so hungry, if you lift up your clothing, your bones and your ribs showing. And your crib got no electricity, so a candle is in the dark glowing. I start flowing, picture my words bouncing off the paint. Stop flowing, turn this fountain off, I can't. Nah, I can't. That's why I want the whole tortilla. Me and the house gang with Eminem is so career. Man, I waited for this my whole career. 50,000 in the crowd, we on the Jumbotron. You hoes can see us, you see us.
And Slaughterhouse, a few words about that. Hopefully you might get that away.
Slaughterhouse, we're just waiting to get the deal finished. But it's going to be crazy. I think that record is going to be crazy. And that's going to be fun to make. And that's where I might step back in and try to produce a little bit too.
So Shady Records is still a priority for you? It's something you still really believe in?
Yeah, definitely. Shady Records, we're definitely trying to get it back up and running. Great. You know what I mean? I think we're in a rebuilding process right now.
The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys to unlock the door to your personal excellence. That's a quote from Confucius, I've been using it ever since. Music is heaven sent, I knew it, even when I couldn't pay a producer 7 cents or use it to pay my rent. Adversity that could break you, currency that could change you. But these days my rhyme pays, I'm stacking major. The money is a gift, but still I must remain outside of the box with all this wrapping paper. Later.